أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ترجي من تشاء منهن وتؤوي إليك من تشاء. In the previous ayats, amongst other things, Allah mentions the rights of the ordinary Muslim woman, what their rights are, and with regard to marriage, other rules, etc. But Allah also makes it clear that there are certain privileges that are granted to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is found in every structure. For example, the president of the country also has got privileges which other people of the country do not have. In all matters, there are certain privileges that are granted. And for the proper functioning of any structure, any system, the people at the top have to have certain privileges which the others do not have. So Allah granted Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam also certain privileges. Amongst them, Allah says, "Turji man tasha, piche rakh de tu jisko chahe." From amongst your wives, whoever you want to, you can keep them away from you. That is, you don't have to give them the share of time, which is a faraz upon the rest of the ummah. If a person has got more than one wife, then he has to share his time equally amongst them. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was relieved of that. He was given the privilege, it was not necessary for him. Wa tu'wi ilayka man tasha, aur jaga de apne paas jisko chahe, and who from amongst your wives you want to keep with you even all the time, you have the full right for that also. This was a privilege granted by Allah Ta'ala. But in practice, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never used this privilege. He shared his time absolutely equal between his wives, and each one share the time he gave them as it was according to Sharia, though Allah Ta'ala had relieved him of this and it was not necessary for him. وَمَنِ ابْتَغَيْتَ مِمَّنْ عَزَلْتَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكَ. اور جس کو جی چاہے تیرا ان سے جن کو کنارہ کر دیا تھا تو کچھ گناہ نہیں تجھ پر. And if you have set aside any wife and you intend not to go to her or to delay her days, her share, and then again now you decide, no, you want to bring her into line again, that is also permissible for you. In other words, you have got the complete choice of how you want to spend your time with your wives. You are not governed, you are not regulated like the rest of the ummah, that they have to share to spend their time equally amongst their wives. ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا أَن تَقَرَّ أَعْيُنُهُنْ. اس میں قریب ہے کہ تھنڈی رہے آنکھیں ان کی. And in this system, Allah has kept a way that the wives will be happy. That is, they don't have a right for the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when they get their time, they will feel happy that we got our time. But in practice, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never used this right and privilege, but he shared his time equally amongst his wives. Besides Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, who herself said that I give my right to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. وَلَا يَحْزَنَّ وَيَرْضَيْنَ بِمَا آتَيْتَهُنَّ كُلُّهُنَّ. اور غم نہ کھائے اور راضی رہے اس پر جو تو نے دیا ان سب کی سب کو. And in this way, by giving this privilege, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not have to give his time equally, or he doesn't even have to give any time to any wife if he doesn't want to. But now when he gave it, and in practice he was very fair and equal to his wives, so Allah says this will be also a cause that they won't have any sorrow on them. And they will be happy of what you give them, the time that you share with them, they will become extremely happy. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. اور اللہ جانتا ہے جو کچھ تمہاری دلوں میں ہے. And Allah Ta'ala knows fully well what is in your hearts. That is, for all the wives also, and for the whole ummah also, that if anyone has brought any bad feeling or idea in his heart with regard to this privileges granted to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Allah, Allah knows that. In other words, keep your heart clean. Don't have any bad thoughts whatsoever. Allah is the absolute and He does as He pleases. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His most beloved. And the duties of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam were the greatest in all of mankind. And to fulfill those duties, there are certain privileges that are required also. Then those duties can be fulfilled properly. Allah knows His system. So you keep your hearts clean. What knowledge have you got? What understanding have you got? So you don't dirty your hearts and spoil your deen and spoil your akhirat. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَلِيمًا. Or Allah hai sab kuch jaanne wala, tahammul wala. And Allah knows exactly what is going through your minds and your hearts. But Allah tolerates also very much. Allah doesn't give His punishment immediately. He gives you a fair chance to realize, come right and make tawbah and turn to Allah Ta'ala correctly. La yahillu laka an-nisa'u min ba'd. Halal nahi tujhko aurte uske baad. These ayats were revealed when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 9 wives at one time. As the ordinary ummati is allowed to have 4 wives. Allah had allowed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 9 wives. And Allah said, after this, you are not permitted to have any more wives. Just like we are not permitted to have more than 4 wives, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not allowed to have more than 9 wives at one time. وَلَا أَن تَبَدَّلَ بِهِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِ. Or نَا يَا كَيْ ان كَيْ بَدْلَي كَرَي اور عورتے. And neither have you got this right that you divorce any of these wives and replace them with another wife. These are your wives, they are going to remain with you and this will remain forever. وَلَوْ عَعْجَبَكَ حُسْنُهُنْ. اگرچہ خوش لگے تجھ کو ان کی صورت. Even if you are overtaken by their beauty. This was not meant for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this is what is like commonly men look for beauty in woman. When he wants to get married, he, no matter how much you explain to a man that look for piety, don't look for beauty, but generally men look for beauty. So this is just a common phrase that is used. It wasn't that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked for beauty, but it is just a common phrase that when a person wants to marry, he looks for beauty. So in other words, it is like understood, it is taken for granted that a man just gets married for beauty. So even if you see some beauty, now you are not allowed more than 9 wives. إِلَّا مَا مَلَكَتْ يَمِينُكْ. مَگر جو مَال ہو تیرے ہاتھ. However, the slave woman, that Allah still allowed. No matter how many you want to use, and that was for the ummah also. Slave women were permitted. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes that one of the great deprivations of this ummah, when we gave up jihad, we are deprived of having slave women also. Otherwise, they are jais for you. Any amount of slave women who come in the spoils of war. But the ummah has given up jihad, so there are no more slave women also, which they could have enjoyed and which they could have used. So they are deprived of that because we gave up the great, great amal of jihad. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رَقِيبًا. اور ہے اللہ ہر چیز پر نگہبان. اور اللہ تعالیٰ is watchful over each and everything. So keep your hearts clean, keep your thoughts clean, and realize the great and honorable position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today it is very common, till today also, in any function etc., if ulama are given certain privileges, certain place to sit, then we feel, why are they being given privileges? Anywhere, whether it is at an ijtima or any place, when the special facilities are made for the akabir, for the buzurgs, many people have this objection, why? So Allah says, I know what you are thinking and what you are doing. And these privileges for the proper function of anything are absolutely necessary. Then only can that system function properly. So Allah knows, and we must keep our hearts clean. And we must realize people of position have to be given privileges so that things can function properly.